Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association expressed strong disappointment in a decision by the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Texas to deny a nationwide preliminary injunction that would have halted the Biden administration's harmful waters of the U.S. rule from taking effect. NCBA's General Counsel Mary Thomas Hart says that while the preliminary U.S. injunction was denied, the court did, however, approve an injunction in Texas and Idaho regarding the WOTUS rule.
We're certainly happy for our producers in Texas and Idaho, right, that they don't have to deal with the additional burden.
But she says having only two states approve for a WOTUS injunction could create more confusion.
There is a lot of confusion created when we kind of have a checkerboard pattern of, you know, states that are or aren't subject to any given rule, right? Whether it's WOTUS or otherwise, having, you know, kind of a state-by-state approach makes things confusing for regulated stakeholders, including farmers and ranchers.
Without the nationwide preliminary injunction, Thomas Hart says the rule has taken full legal effect for all states with the exception of Texas and Idaho. The Environmental Protection Agency finalized the latest WOTUS rule at the end of 2022. NCBA and its litigation partners filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn the rule on January 18th of 2023. In a press release, NCBA says they will continue efforts to defend the nation's farmers and ranchers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.